This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Because Jennifer is back from her birthday brigade.
Happy birthday to her.
Thank you.
I had a whole day to celebrate. Actually, a day and a half to celebrate your birthday.
I did.
Kana,
it went all the way through yesterday when CRN, my other job, took me to lunch.
Yes.
And then I think that was the culmination of the ceremony. It's now over.
Good. Have you back in focus, as it were, Jennifer
Unless
Horn.
Unless you want to keep it going for the week, which
Victoria Keevan. We have other things that we need to discuss here on the DJV experience. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan. And I'm looking at my horoscope today. Your desire to expand your consciousness and deepen your understanding of the world could lead you to explore ways in which you can find greater meaning in life. Perhaps you may know on an intuitive level there is more to living your life than simply your day-to-day activities, and you may want to investigate ways to incorporate this wisdom into your life. Searching for clarity, are you? I think we all are, actually. Don't you think we're all searching for... We're all searching for something. What are you searching for, Victoria? that good,
more
huh?
More sleep?
see, that's predictable. I was thinking you would say, I'm looking for the shut off on the alarm clock. All right, so Jennifer, what are you looking for?
Aside from naps, which is an excellent answer, I would say happiness is probably happiness. The ultimate goal for me.
Okay. How would you define that?
I don't know yet.
Huh.
I think a feeling of maybe content, right?
Being content? Yes.
Don't you think?
I think that's true. For me, happiness is having more people listen to this program. Thus, we welcome our newest station, WVOP, News Talk 970 in Vidalia, Georgia, 105.3 on the FM side. Vidalia, some people pronounce it Vidalia. How did we pronounce it yesterday, Victoria? Vidalia, Vidalia?
I think both. We did both.
Yes,
yeah.
We did.
Just
in general.
On a good opportunity here to play a Sammy Kershaw song.
Yes.
Just jumped into my mind, and it was called Vidalia, I believe.
Oh, really? Well, this Vidalia was incorporated in 1890, population of 10,000 plus. A lot of towns in this area, this is a railroad town that served farmers. Most of the crops there are pecans, tobacco, that sort of thing, at least earlier on. But now...
That's two of the four basic food groups, right? Tobacco and pecans?
Yes. But they're most famous for their sweet onions.
That's why Sammy Kershaw sang the song.
Yes. Vidalia onions. It's known as the Sweet Onion City. They've grown the sweetest onions in the world for as long as people can remember. And every year they have a Vidalia Onion Festival. I wonder if I should go to that. It starts on April 27th. What do you think?
Maybe broadcast the show.
Yeah. The general manager is Zach Fowler. Zach, why don't you invite me to come down there, and I'll spend a day with you and your...
It's a trick, Zach. Don't do it. He'll never leave.
Right. In the 1950s, Piggly Wiggly grocery stores opened a distribution center in Vidalia. Big job... A hub. Again, the railroad's there, so it's a great way to ship things in and out. The largest employers in Vidalia are Train, which is an air conditioning company. Walmart it's rumored to be located on the former farm where the Vidalia sweet onions were first grown. So, I think that it's really kind of a cool place. So Zach Fowler is the general manager, and the reason I really like Zach and he holds a place in my heart is because he loves bulldogs.
Oh, nice.
All right, bulldogs. For those of you who may be new to the program, for 14-plus years, I had a bulldog to surpass the value of any other bulldog, and that's fighting words for bulldog lovers, but she was fabulous. So anyway, that's our an overview of another station of the hundreds that listen to us as we work our way through the day. Thank you to the folks there. There are all kinds of reasons, all kinds of things that are going on. There are the usual things going on in towns like that. And so with that fact, I am interested in inviting anybody who is a Vidalian. Is that what they call it? Let's find out what you, what's the nickname for people in Vidalia? 888-302-3684. Swell prize for the first person who gives us a buzz from WVOP. 888-302-DOUG, 888-302-DOUG. The story of you and your life and your city. What do we need to know? What's going on? On the next WVOP News Break, you'll hear details of what story, what's the big story in Vidalia? I would say that, yeah, I've thought about this from time to time, how we could, I think, I've experimented with so many different things over the years, how to do this program right, and how to engage most people. I think at one point, we had people who were representing a certain city that would call all the time and say, okay, this is the big story here today. And I think that it's a fun tradition. I go back to some of those items every once in a while. I might do that. Let's think about it. All right, ladies, you can be on my board of directors. Well, you are anyway. Follow us on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. Make sure you go to Facebook.com, DJV Show, and like us as well there. There is a very difficult problem that we announced yesterday on the air for the first time, Jennifer.
Yes.
It has to do with a pudding shortage, nationwide pudding shortage.
What? I mean, it seems like the world's gone nuts.
It has. And not only because of this, but because of the pipeline. We'll talk about that later on. Anyway, if you haven't heard about the nationwide pudding shortage, you should visit and like our posts, right, Victoria, on Facebook,
yes,
and Twitter?
Mm-hmm.
You can win a Cozy Shack Pudding DJV Show Survival Pack on Friday. You get a $25 gift card plus all the pudding you can eat for a year or something. I don't know. Maybe we'll throw in some Vidalia onions as well. How would that be for a deal? So visit our posts on Facebook and Twitter for the chance to win a Cozy Shack Pudding DJV Survival Pack. So how are we going to do this on Friday? Everybody, if you want to, we want you to post things. We post things on various social media, Twitter, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You like this tweet for a chance to win the DJV Survival Pack. So what are some of the things that people are saying, or what have we posted about this horrible situation, the nationwide pudding shortage? Good God, how are we going to deal with that?
Well, all you have to do is like one of our social media posts, and we're going to have four winners on Friday.
Four? I didn't realize we were giving away four of these things. Really?
We have four
winners.
Saving the world.
Yes.
One pudding spoon at a time. Exactly.
All right, so in the food news brought to you by Cozy Shack, there is a definite trend in the city of Angels. Jennifer, the cronut is coming to Los Angeles. Enough food waiting for the discovery. The cronut, I never heard of these before, but I think Victoria yesterday thought I was silly because a cronut is a what?
Everyone's heard of cronuts at this point.
No. All right. So, Jennifer, what's a cronut?
A cronut is a like a croissant donut.
Yes. Yes, it is. A cronut is croissant and a donut.
And believe me, when it comes to L.A., I will drop the cleanse that I'm going to start in a couple of days after too much birthday and try one.
All right, so where are they selling them? Were you and I having...
York. That was where they made news, right, Victoria?
Yeah, yep, that's where they're from, and they're actually moving to L.A. They have a pastry chef. The pastry chef who designed them, created them, invented them, whatever you want to call it, he's opening a restaurant in L.A., and he's going to bring the cronut to Los Angelians.
Really?
Yeah.
When can we go there? Because I want Jennifer and I to be the first ones in line.
I think in the next few months his restaurant's going to be open.
All right. So, Jen, we'll make another appointment to do yet more stuff.
Yeah. Well, I like when we have standing dates. That's fine.
I do, too. All right. We have one for Saturday, I know.
Yes.
We'll bring your birthday cake for breakfast.
Oh, yum.
Done. That's like the best part about the day after your birthday.
Done
and done. All right, let's say hi to Rochelle, who is north of Vidalia. Hi, Rochelle. Welcome to the DJV Experience. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, sir.
Nice to hear from you. So what's going on?
We're happy to have you, Rochelle.
Yes. Is it Vidalia? How do you pronounce it? Vidalia or Vidalia? How do you pronounce it?
No, it's clearly Vidalia.
Clearly Vidalia.
Clearly. It's like the Sammy Kershaw song, right, Rochelle? You know it?
Yeah, I do, actually.
It's a great song.
All right, Carrie, you've taken the cue when you found that song, right? So, Rochelle, tell us about you and how long you've lived in Vidalia.
I live a little bit north, south of Vidalia, but I have roots here that run six generations deep. I'm on a farm a little bit south of here, and we have a... it's just a great agrarian culture down here. Fresh fruits and vegetables. We can buy our milk that has been pasteurized, not homogenized. The Vidalia Onion has a festival that is got all kinds of vendors to it. And any way you can think to have an onion done up, you can have it caramelized, you can have it fried and done like your Bloomin' Onion. It's just a great place.
How about Vidalia? How about Vidalia onion ice cream?
Ooh,
no.
How about Vidalia onion cake or some Vidalia onion cookies? What about that?
Well, now when you say cake, now you know we do chop up onions and put them in cornbread here and then fry the cornbread. So,
ooh, yum!
Yes, you do. See, I have relatives in North Carolina, and the culture of how you fry things are—it's just about the same, I think, in Vidalia. Mm-mm-mm.
All right, so I think maybe I should get invited down to that festival. It's at the end of April, right?
Well, yeah, I was thinking around actually April 10th, I believe is.
Was it that early?
I was trying to look that up actually while you had me on hold to double check, so I would not tell you wrong. But it looks right here. I'm thinking April 10th is.
All right. Well, we'll do some research. We'll find out when it is, and maybe if I can get down there, I'll come down. Because it sounds like I'm an agrarian. You're not used to the program. You don't know me yet. I am a lifelong broadcaster and a lifelong dairy farmer. I have a dairy farm in a town outside of Boston called Framingham. I've been into the Jersey cow business, and when you were talking about the milk, I sold raw milk on my farm for a long time, ice cream, raw cheese, and that kind of stuff. And so your area is right up my alley.
Well, our football players, actually the school buys them for our football players to drink specifically to put weight on because it's got so much fat in it. So
yeah, right. That's
it's great. It's like Christmas in your mouth.
It's good for that. Yep. No, it's excellent for that. Well, you're a sweetheart, and I'm glad we had a chance to visit a little bit. We're going to send you something nice. Carrie's going to talk to you. Rochelle from the Vidalia area. Down on the Florida border with the Georgia, neat place. And
is that the Florida-Georgia line?
It is, in fact, yes.
Yeah. They should create a band called. That's a
great band name.
Jennifer, you're so smart. My God. And you had a day off, too, to get the fog out of your brain. It's 19 past the hour with
fog.
The JV experience. Hello.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Love. Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Musical news here today. The situation with him, Faith Hill, opening acts for the Soul to Soul tour. I find a lot of people don't think that there's any soul in country. They think soul is like rhythm and blues, Soul Train. Black people have all the soul, and the country western people don't have any soul. So, Jennifer, you can stand up and dispute that and fight. Are those fighting words for you?
That is fighting words, because you know what? There's actually, country music has a lot of roots to it, and there's definitely an element of gospel and soul to a lot of country music. So, please, with you and your insults.
Well, I wasn't thinking that it was an insult. All right, so there's an announcement that showed up on Facebook this week that Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, said each act was handpicked to bring a wide variety of country music onto this tour. The Soul to Soul tour starts April 7th in New Orleans, and they're going to be on with the Brothers Osborne in the opening slot. Also, Chris Lane, Lori McKenna, Maggie Rose. So we'll be along.
I like that they keep it mixed up. I mean, some of these names we haven't heard of yet. They're up-and-coming stars. But the really cool thing to note here is that Tim McGraw is phenomenal in concert. I mean, I don't know. If you are a red-blooded female, don't miss this opportunity. It'll make your marriage better. It'll do all sorts of things for you. Worse, right? Tim McGraw in his jeans. I can't even tell you. But he is also really good in concert, too. And Faith Hill, who is no slouch, boys, hasn't been on tour in a really long time. So this is an opportunity to see them both together. And, you know, this is how they met. Back in the mid-90s, they were touring together, and that's where they initially fell in love. So.
Ah, sweet. All right, 26 past the hour, musical portion of this hour of the program. Now with a focus on Gaga. So the fact that people do not get paid to do the halftime show for the Super Bowl, the reason they do it is evidenced by the results of Gaga, the tributes paying being paid to her, but the fact that her the records that she's trying to sell. The spike after the halftime show, not 100, 1,000%.
Yeah.
1,000% the increase in people buying her album. So as a result of that, she is going to release her own wine line, it would appear, Jennifer.
Nice.
The brand is called Grigio Girls. Is that right? G-R-I-G-I-O?
Grigio. It's Grigio. Pinot
Grigio. Is it Pinot Grigio? I got it! Hey! Wow. You thought it was just another pretty face.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Excuse me?
Fired up.
The name is a reference to the song of the same name from her album last year, Joan.
Joanne, yeah.
Oh, it's Joanne?
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. But anybody have known that beside you?
Yeah, everyone knows it's called Joanne.
Except me. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Anyway, this is about her friend who has cancer. Joanne is the lady who has the
It was cancer. Her aunt who died of lupus, I think.
Joanne is her aunt?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see here. Wine coolers, punches, all that kind of stuff.
Ew. Seriously?
No? Is that bad?
Grigio, a lot of these celebrities, like I'm all about Lady Gaga. I think she's very talented. A lot of celebrities get involved with their own wine lines, and it's just not good. And you brought up wine coolers, which make me think that this may not be all that great either.
No.
I don't think it's going to be a high-end wine. Yeah. I mean, Brad and Angelina apparently have a really high-end rosé.
They have a nice rosé.
Yeah.
And Drew Barrymore's wines, I hear, are pretty good, too.
That's what
Lady
I heard.
Lady Gaga and Metallica teaming up for one of the Grammy mashups on CBS this Sunday. So that'll be interesting. I thought that was interesting, right? 28 minutes after the hour.
Accepting doesn't have to mean accepting. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. I accept that human beings naturally judge each other, and unfortunately, but also accurately, they seem to have a tendency to do so very fiercely. To accept that human beings judge one another is a psychologically healthy thing to do, however, because the alternative is to convince yourself that human beings do not tend to judge each other harshly, and, well, that's just not reality. So what do I mean by accepting does not have to mean accepting? Well, just this. I accept that others have harsh judgments. I even accept that they have harsh judgments for me. But just because I accept that someone has negative judgments for me, it doesn't mean that I have to accept those judgments. In other words, you're free to believe whatever you want, but just because I honor your right to believe whatever you want doesn't mean I have to accept the content of it. For more on how to handle others' impassioned negativity, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
And put forth the best things about this day, Wednesday, the 8th of February. You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Hello, thank you for being here. It's nice to have your company, companionship, input, et cetera, et cetera, on some of the issues of the day. It looks like it's the end of the hashtag.
The end of the hashtag?
Okay.
Is a
That's like saying the world is ending.
Well, this is a report revealing that out of all of the ads that aired during the Super Bowl, there were 66 ads. All right, let's do the math first of all. 66 times 5 million is $330 million in advertising.
No wonder networks fight to get the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, of those 66 ads, only 30 of them included a hashtag, while 41% displayed the URL of the firm in question. And some observers are suggesting that this is a shift. It's a new strategy for corporations who want to bring more traffic back to their websites rather than just focusing on social media because they can't really sell themselves in 140 words. And that, to me, says something about what we're doing, frankly, with our website that we're rebuilding at the moment. Twitter is important. Facebook important. Yep. But I'm looking at this report that was done. Let's see here. Marketing Land did the report. It's their sixth annual hashtag bowl showing, let's see here, 30% used hashtags, 41% used URLs, 5 used Twitter in their ads, and 4 used Facebook in their ads. So your observations, ladies, on that, what does this mean, if anything, to you? It's obvious what it means to these people, but what does it mean to... You, I'm looking at the hashtag for the avocados was hashtag Avo Secrets. Skittles, hashtag Taste the Rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Airbnb, hashtag We Accept. Pirates of the Caribbean, hashtag Pirates Life. By the way, is Johnny Depp really broke? Did I see that? Is that really true?
Well, if he is, he's an idiot spender because
right.
apparently he spends like $1 billion every month on just junk.
Yeah.
Like a dummy.
I mean, the guy.
You know, I have
made...
an idea. If you're going to spend so much money, spend some money on a shower, Johnny.
Yeah, I mean, he always looks
Take
good,
off your guy liner and spend some money on a shower.
Yeah.
All right, anyway. So the point is that there is a broadening or perhaps a return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear when the website was the most important because it had the most information. And then people decided, okay, well, we can do it better this way. And I've got to tell you, the people that do Twitter have done a great job selling it. And certainly Facebook has done a great job selling themselves. But is this true? Ladies, what do you think? Is it true? And Kara, I'd be interested in your thoughts on this, too. How many of the things you pay attention to have a hashtag or a Twitter associated with them versus a website association?
Well, I guess it kind of depends on where you're seeing it. I mean, if I'm on, I'm a little confused. I mean, on Twitter, if I see a hashtag, then I think that's, I mean, I a lot of the time, like, especially I'll tweet about, so, okay, I watch The Bachelor. And so if, you know, I'll go and you can look, the good thing about hashtags is that you can search for that hashtag and then you can see anyone who's talking about it
mm-hmm.
and hashtagging that. But I mean, people using hashtags as compared to websites, and I don't really know what you mean by that. I feel like it's kind of apples and oranges.
Well, I'm just talking about how people are promoting themselves and using the Super Bowl as an harbinger, if you will, of the future. That's what these people maintain. Marketing Land examined how many times social media platforms were mentioned in ads and found that Twitter had 5 mentions, Facebook and Instagram both had 4.
Oh, like instead of mentioning a direct website for people to go to see
right.
the product?
Right, so they more often were sending, the point is more often the ads on the Super Bowl were sending people to a website rather than to a social media platform. That's really the...
And so you're saying that the trend has changed so that more people are being driven to Twitter.
What I'm saying is that these people suggest that websites are not dead.
Okay,
and that
so more people are being sent to, like, the Ford website than
yes.
hashtag Ford or whatever on
yep.
on Twitter.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I don't know. I mean, maybe it's... A lot of young people watch the Super Bowl, but I think it kind of encompasses all generations, so maybe that's why. If older people aren't using Twitter as much or hashtags as much, I think hashtags are nice because it creates conversation and allows a lot of different people to talk about it and to see what everyone is saying in a really easy way. I don't know.
It kind of depends on your end goal. I mean, if you want
right.
people to really get information about your company, you're still going to send them to a website. If you want to create buzz with a commercial that you're running during the Super Bowl, if you just want to create something that people are talking about, then that's when it makes more sense to use a hashtag. But, I mean, I think ultimately, I mean, what's the end goal? If you're going to spend $5 million plus on a Super Bowl ad, you want people to, like, learn about your company. So
yeah.
I can see why websites are maybe a little bit more
yeah,
practical for that.
Right. The
'84 Lumber ad, which only half of it aired on during the Super Bowl, only half of that commercial aired because Fox deemed it too controversial. So most people wanted to go see what the end of that story was, and it's a mother and daughter and their immigrant
story.
And the '84 Lumber site crashed numerous times.
Yeah.
So if for them, that was well done because
Value.
It worked.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So I think Jen's right. I think for the Super Bowl, especially if, you know, like the Melissa McCarthy ad where she's driving, I think it's a Ford and it's an eco hybrid kind of SUV.
Yeah.
You obviously want people to go to the Ford site so you see what the specs are of the car.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. And Audi had an ad that people also really liked. So
mm-hmm.
I think Kara's right. I think for the Super Bowl, that's, you know, it's multi-generational and that's the end game. You want people to be on your website.
Yeah.
But for other stuff, I'm used to watching most shows now have hashtags running constantly, either in the mm-hmm. corner or up in the far, you know, top left, and the hashtag changes as the story develops sometimes.
Yeah,
so.
And I think of, what is it, TGIT, Thank God It's Thursday,
mm-hmm.
with all of the Shonda Rhimes show. I mean,
right. Shondaland has
that entire
tons of
thing has gotten huge kind of because there's a hashtag related to it, and everybody,
right.
you know, you don't really just sign up for one show on Thursday night. I mean, people watch all three of those shows and get really involved in. And
what are the other two? Scandal's one. What are the other
Scandal,
two?
How to Get Away
how
with
to
Murder,
get
and
with
Grey's
murder.
Anatomy.
Ah.
Yeah, and so it's like if you look on Twitter or Facebook or probably Instagram too on a Thursday night, and even sometimes into Friday morning, people are tweeting about it and talking about it. So, yeah, it just kind of depends on what. If you want buzz, then hashtags are the way to go. If you want people to get information, then sending them to a website is probably the way to go.
Yeah. All right. While we're talking about the Super Bowl, Tom Brady said yesterday in an interview here in Boston that his wife has asked him to retire. And she did it three times during the night of the Super Bowl. And he said, nope, I'm not retiring. I'm having too much fun. It's interesting that she wants him. I wonder what she's thinking under the surgery. You know, he'd get sacked. What is that going to do to his brain? Must mean that she really loves him. I would guess. I'd take that away from it, frankly. If she didn't love him, wanted his money, she'd say, keep playing!
If she just wanted his money, she'd be done.
Yeah. Exactly. All right.
By the way, I remembered the reason why I didn't like Tom Brady for a while. My mom reminded me. She's like, you used to hate him because he left Bridget Monaghan when she was pregnant.
Yeah, with a baby. Yeah.
Yeah. Oops, I forgot about that, but I'm over it now.
All right. So, ladies, what else do we have from Biff and Biff here as to the Super Bowl parade that took place here in Boston yesterday?
Did you go?
Hello?
Did I go? No. I did not. There were fans along the streets. It was a horrible day in Boston yesterday. My God. Cold, rainy, ice. Last night coming home from town meeting, I slipped sideways a couple times on the road. Black ice everywhere. But remember, it was the Duck Boat Parade. And the people along the route down Boston Street, which is where the marathon ends, were yelling, Blank Goodell! Blank. They weren't saying blank. Blank Goodell! Anyway, there were signs that even the kids were holding up signs.
Mm.
He's not my commissioner. Goodell hates puppies, and Goodell listens to Nickelback. And
he listens to Nickelback.
Oh, by the way, the game jersey is still missing. The Texas Rangers are on the case. They can't find
it. Not the baseball team, by the way.
No.
Right.
Right.
I was fooled by that for a minute. I'm like, why is the baseball team helping him?
Looking.
And then I realized, although they may be better at this. You never know.
Never know. You didn't hear the story. Brady's game jersey was stolen from the locker room after the game, and nobody...
And now, apparently, James White's game-winning touchdown ball has also been stolen.
Missing, too?
Yeah. This is where you start shaking people down. How in the heck are you so brazen that in a locker room filled with all these people, you think you're going to get away with actually stealing something like that? Mm-hmm. I guess
somebody did
get away with it.
Yeah, it's nuts.
So far, anyway. All right, let's talk about Valentine's Day. This is a wonderful opportunity for you to express your love as Valentine's Day is next week, boys and girls. If you still haven't taken my advice, our advice, actually, because Jennifer and Victoria and Kara all have their own box of Sherry's Berries, I got the mileage out of eating them on the air, so I'm not going to do it anymore. And truth be told, I've eaten most of them anyway.
Going to say, are there any left?
Right.
By the time
you're doing
I'm
it wrong, if there's some
now,
left,
I'm going back to L.A. this afternoon, and I guarantee you, by the time I leave, there will be none left.
Yes.
Yes. So next week, if you haven't made your plans for Valentine's Day to do something different, get out of the rut, the same old routine for Valentine's Day, I have the perfect deal for you. The Valentine's that is indicative of somebody who really thinks through the gift ideas. Today, and today only, ladies, you can get freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries and a dozen assorted roses for $39.99 plus shipping. That's the deal today. And today only. This is a one-day deal. Sherry's Berries and a dozen assorted roses, $39.99. The flowers, the berries, yum. All you have to do is go to the microphone at the top right-hand corner, type in DJV. This is a one-day deal only. You got to use the code DJV. The berries, you know how yummy they are. And these flowers are beautiful. You can see them. We've posted, right? Haven't you? You've posted all this stuff. I don't know if you posted the picture of the flowers on our Facebook page and Twitter page. But
they
I'll
have flowers. They have different kind of cookies. They also have those
like
pretzel rods that are... Yeah, they have pretzel rods that are dipped in caramel and then rolled in chocolate.
Whoa!
I know. Those are amazing.
Breakfast of champions. There they are, ladies and gentlemen. So if you want to have some good variety and you want to do it at the right price and get quality in addition to all of that, Sherry's Berries and the dozen assorted roses, $39.99 today only. Use the code DJV. Go to berries, berries.com. The one-day deal, the strawberries and the roses today, 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 now, now, now. Do it. It's an amazing deal, but it is really today only. So go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner, and type in DJV.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Louisianans are still suffering with one of the highest unemployment rates in the country. Now there are new opportunities to create jobs as companies are looking to invest in our state's infrastructure. The Bayou Bridge Pipeline, a 150-mile pipeline transporting petroleum products, will create 2,500 construction jobs for Louisianans. Brigham McCown, former administrator of the U.S. Department of Transportation's Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration.
It is a well-known fact that pipelines are the safest way to transport our nation's energy resources. In addition to creating thousands of new jobs, Bayou Bridge will be one of the nation's most technologically advanced and ecologically sensitive pipelines. The project will meet or exceed all federal, state, and local requirements and will ensure that communities and the environment are protected. Energy infrastructure projects like Bayou Bridge will strengthen American energy security, stimulate the economy, and provide quality employment opportunities.
Together, we can put Louisianans back to work while investing in the infrastructure needed to improve our state's economy.
All right, let's see. What have we got? Oh, the fact that marijuana taxes are increasing. Should we talk about that later on? Marijuana in the news. I think we should.
How high are they going?
Oh, Jennifer, you're so clever. 10 before the hour.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Here we are, 53 at the hour, Tech Talk time. Is it Vizio or Vizio?
Vizio.
Vizio. All right. You're being spied upon and you don't know it. We'll find out about how that is. Plus, what happens if you allow your car, or you buy one of these damn driverless cars and you let it actually drive itself? Wait till you find out what's going to happen to the car. You won't buy the car after you hear this, which comes up right after this on this here radio program.
Cozy Shack tapioca pudding is made with simple ingredients like milk, eggs, and sugar. It's so absurdly delicious, it's causing a buying frenzy, resulting in a pudding shortage. So to make sure we don't run out, we wrote the world's worst jingle.
Take some Cozy Shack tapioca pudding out of the refrigerator. Stick a spoon in it. Some of the big round tapioca things in there. Wipe your face with a napkin now.
Please remain calm. We're doing everything we can to ensure there is enough Cozy Shack tapioca pudding for all. Cozy Shack pudding, absurdly delicious.
Thank you. 55 past the hour. Let's we do the driver's car first. Victoria Keelan focusing on the reason that you don't want a driverless car. Maybe one of the many reasons. I just want to drive my car. But here's a reason that hasn't come to the surface, if you'll pardon the pun, before. All right, take it away, Victoria.
It is one of those things that people haven't really thought about, and it's potholes. I mean, and we know wherever you are, every state has potholes. And if you're in one of these driverless cars, they are not designed to avoid potholes. And so what they're finding now as they're doing more and more testing is that, you know, you hit a few potholes because these cars are designed to stay in their lane no matter what, so that they don't swerve and they don't adjust to potholes. So, you know, you've got an alignment issue pretty much with whatever car you buy. Now, if you buy a really expensive model like a Tesla or, you know, an Audi or a Mercedes, all these other high-end cars that are going to have driverless models, that can get really expensive.
Did you ever have to buy a wheel for a newer car? I'm asking the question because I have.
No, but on our new car, we had to get, we didn't have to, but we chose to get an extra insurance policy on our rims because we have wider rims and smaller tires.
Yeah.
And so basically each wheel is, I think they said it's $500 per wheel.
Yeah. So it costs to replace them. Yeah.
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 So this is the first time I've ever even thought about that, truthfully.
Well, there are a lot of, depending on how well you drive, I was accused of putting lots of dents and dings into one of the more recent cars that really wasn't me. It was somebody else who drove the car. But at any rate, if you scratch up those aluminum wheels, very, very hard. There are companies that go around when you trade your car in. They'll ding your car, the value of the car, for how many wheels are messed up. And then they have somebody that comes in and actually fixes them. They don't have to replace them. But to replace those modern wheels on more of the, especially the expensive cars, it's $200, $250, $300, $500, $600. Yeah. You buy some of the upscale cars, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you don't want these things. Apparently, some cars, they're even putting cameras in to see the potholes coming. I noticed the Mercedes version.
It's interesting because you have to wonder if you're on a highway and you're going a minimum of 65. A camera that's on the front of your car, how quickly can it possibly react if it sees a pothole?
Well, plus the fact if your car react, if you're have a driverless car and there's somebody next to you, there's actually a driver is swerving to avoid it.
Right.
And you don't. Hello, crash, bang, boom, boom.
Yeah, I mean it's just one of the many issues that I have with the idea of driverless cars. You know, it's kind of crazy.
Speaking of issues, Vizio TV is spying, and apparently they're spying on you, Victoria.
Well, I don't have a Vizio, so if you have a Vizio Smart TV, I believe anytime after February of 2014, it is very possible that the TV has been spying on you, and a complaint was filed with the U.S. Federal Trade Commission on Monday, and Vizio has already decided to settle the case. They've admitted guilt, and they have to pay the FTC $1.5 million, and they're also going to delete all the data collected before March 2016.
There you go. All right, so there's that story. A lot of information. Don't you love all the information you get out of listening to this program? The DJV Experience.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.